Mehdi Karoubi, leader of the opposition Green Movement, who has been under house arrest since 2011, issued a statement telling Mr. Khamenei that he no longer had the moral qualifications to be supreme leader. And the editor-in-chief of the official Tasnim news agency, Kian Abdullahi, said that lying to the public was as catastrophic as the plane tragedy and that all officials who lied must be prosecuted. The criticism of Iran over the crash threatens to eclipse whatever international sympathy Iran has garnered in its escalating confrontation with the Trump administration, which has faced widespread criticism over stoking a violent confrontation with Iran's leaders. In Washington, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, an outspoken Iran critic, who was among the first American officials to accuse the country of shooting down the Ukrainian jetliner, posted a message on Twitter that clearly alluded to the outrage in Iran on Saturday. "The voice of the Iranian people is clear," Mr. Pompeo wrote. "They are fed up with the regime's lies, corruption, ineptitude, and brutality." Later, Mr. Trump, in his own Twitter message, warned against what he called another massacre of protesters in Iran, an apparent reference to the deadly repression of demonstrators there in November. "The world is watching," he wrote. "The plane went down in fiery destruction just a few minutes after departing Tehran's Imam Khomeini Airport Wednesday morning, only hours after Iranian military forces fired a barrage of missiles at bases in Iraq housing American troops in retaliation for the killing of General Soleimani by a United States military drone in Baghdad on January 3rd. Iran's aerial defense forces, worried about possible American reprisals for the missile attack, were on alert, even though commercial aviation in Iran was allowed to proceed normally. For 3 days after the crash, Iranian officials not only denied that their military forces were responsible, but blamed what they called the aircraft's mechanical problems and said suggestions of Iranian culpability were American propaganda. Satellite surveillance and video clips of the plane strongly suggested that Iran's own air defense missile system had blasted the plane out of the sky.